Honè.
Respè.
Mwen salye tout moun kap kote program.
Lile, li tan.
Nan radio WGFC 90.7 FM. Akwa, New York. Epi tout moun ki nan Hudson, Columbia ak Green Counties, New York. Nou ka tande program sa tou sou internet la. Sou site www.wgxc.org
ou ka rele nou tou nan nimero sa mbral ba nou c'est 518 828 0290 rete branché
we play one part as a human being to save the world for the wrath of the child.
Welcome to WGXC.
Well,
I'm Caroline.
Bonsoir. M'se Azuke Gregory Sano.
And I'm Joan Geitz. Welcome.
We welcome our listeners to our program, Haitian Cultural Program, Lile Litan. And we give thanks to all of you for your support and for keeping us in the air. And we appreciate spending this afternoon with you. And if you ever had an issue or something you want to discuss or you want to talk to us, you are welcome. Send us an email at feedback@wgxc.org. Or you can call the station too at 518-828-0290 or 697-7400. As we are approaching also Fall Drive, Pledge Drive, we are going to ask you to help us to stay on the air.
We really need your help.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Help us so we can help Please. Ourselves.
It'll be officially, what is it, October 24th to the 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're going to rely on your support to help us survive another winter of our discontent. But it will be with a winter. Nevertheless, we welcome you all to our program again, Lile Litan. And we would like to share this afternoon with you a history, an update on Haitian history, and also the week in history. First, we are going to talk about something that happened in Haiti about the Western Union, as we were discussing earlier, that operated transfer office in one of Haiti's bank, Soge Bank. People are complaining that the charges, they get an extra $2 U.S. dollars for transfer made to Haiti in addition to any fees that were already paid by the sender from whatever country.
Mm.
What they do at the bank, they said, they instead of giving the people the 50 cents of the $1.50 you collected, they claim that they don't have change.
Oh, you just bring your change with you.
Well, that's what somebody suggested. Bring your change just in case. But if something that I'm sure that Western Union is not aware of, because these are people who are trying, you know, the staff trying to make some extra bucks on the side. But if they do find out that someone is trying to collect an extra 50 cents, because the $1.50 was something that President Martelly wanted to collect in addition to any fees someone is sending money to Haiti pays to Western Union from the from the sender's point. When that person in Haiti received that money, they pay an extra $1.50. But when they come to get whatever balance plus that 50 cents off the dollar, the $2, the bank employees said they don't have change. So they ended up pocketing the extra 50 cents.
Oh, I see.
So this is something that Western
they
Union
have
to has
look
to
into. Yes,
look
yes.
into.
It's like a game of my
No, we don't have change. But somebody suggested bring out 150 cents. So when that happened,
well, you
say, well,
just
here it
say,
is.
Well, when you get the change, then
I'll come back. So, well, sometimes the people paid transportation
yes,
to
sure.
get there, so they can't
they
come
know they
back.
Have him stuck.
But that's they're talking about, you know, the issue about the form to
yeah,
for the
yeah.
passport.
Yeah,
and that's right. You were telling me about that.
Yeah, it's American passport in Haiti. To get a passport, an American passport, you have to
just
pay
the application.
Just for the application, you have to pay $10 US
for the form,
the blank form. You can just walk into any place and say, "Well, can I have a form?" and come back with it, with your documents and then your passport or old passport, anything like that. You will be paid a $10 fee for the blank form. Now, no one knows, and there is an investigation in the Haitian community going on about that. No one knows, is it something that the U.S. Embassy agrees on, or is it something that the people, the staff are trying to do? Mm-hmm. I suggested that people in here just send some blank copies to their friends and duplicate it, and then undercut that black market that they doing in Haiti. But to pay $10 in a country like Haiti,
that's an exorbitant amount for a country, for the people of Haiti.
You know, this is terrible. But this is something also that the U.S. Embassy has to look into. Is it something that they authorize, or is it the staff? You know, that's what they call corruption. If you want to undermine the corruption.
Would that be something with the Haitian police look
into? No,
the
Haitian police don't have
anything. No, they don't do anything?
You know, from what I gather, if something is happening in the name of an organization or an agency, that agency is responsible to clear its name. You know, if the person claims a $10 fee because they know that no one will know they're doing that, then once the embassy find that out, they should clearly inform the public. We don't charge $10 for the form. If anybody charges you, then make them walk chalk.
They don't do that, because every time they have something like that, they always make everybody know what's going on.
Well, we hope that. That's why we're bringing it up to these. To the mind of our readers, or if you know of anybody or Haitians in the community or Americans in Haiti who are being charged extra, please help us fight corruption, because this is not something that
they
we should
can
be.
Always, yeah, they can email you.
You can email us at, as you said, we have to create an email.
That's right. That's your job.
I'm going to work on that. Okay, Mimi. I'm guilty. I'm going to. But if they contact the radio station in the meantime, they can always email me at info@WGXC, and then the subject line put Lile Litton or Carlene.
Right.
And then I will get, because I'm working on that. You know, there is so much to do.
I know.
You know. And then you have to. And then I have a show coming. On
That's
the 23rd.
Right. Mark Twain.
Mark
right?
Twain, the Notre Dame Free Library, is a literature and the arts series that's presenting Free at Last, the former slave, Marion Cord, whom I played, told Mark Twain and his family an amazing history filled with pain, loss, and eventual freedom. He transcribed the story just as he told it, and it was published as a true story in the Atlantic magazine. So join us as Dr. John Cooley, a Mark Twain scholar, along with me, Colleen Murphy, and Azuke Legba.
He's going to give the Haitian drum
yes,
flavor.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. Bring this remarkable story to life with a dramatic reading on Sunday, October 23rd, 2011, at 3 p.m. The library is on 4287 with 203 North Chatham. For more information, they can call 518-766-3211. Now, with this story, that's come just on time, because as we were talking earlier about today in history, tomorrow or this coming week, we have a few historical events that I would like to share with the listeners here. On October 17th, 1806, Dessalines, that's the Emperor Jean-Jacques Dessalines. You know, we have emperors. You would believe that Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, at one point has an emperor? Sometimes I wonder, where is the robe? Where is the crown? Because emperors, there were so many beautiful jewelry.
Right,
where?
They had everything. The people didn't have anything.
Yeah, but to have an emperor in a country like that.
But they used to have those things, but then Europe, you know.
Like yeah, but, you know, this is the time to bring those things to the country, don't you think? If you have jewelry somewhere. But, well, we have an emperor. Jean-Jacques Dessalines was assassinated at a location called Pont Rouge or Red Bridge.
Pont Rouge, c'est Bolakaim,
yeah, where you come
live.
From?
Yeah, where I live.
Where you grew up or your parents?
No, I don't grow up. Like, my dad used to have a house there. Okay. But I grew up in Bapichos. I grew
in
up
Port-au-Prince.
Yeah.
Okay.
Port-au-Prince.
So
Pont Rouge is in Port-au-Prince too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's by the...
By the aviation?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By the Aristides Church, called Saint-Jean-Bosco.
Saint-Jean-Bosco.
Yeah.
Okay. Dessalines is assassinated at Pont Rouge by disaffected leaders of his own administration. Now, the consulate general in Chicago asked that Haitians all over in the diaspora to commemorate this day in history and to meditate on the work that he's done as the founder of the Haitian nation. And for that, we as Haitians everywhere, we ask that to think about it. And the young people do, they would not sit and take time to reflect on the past. So mm-hmm. if we have a Haitian nation, a republic, that's thanks to those guys who took action. Also on October 17, 1806, Haiti was changed from the Empire of Haiti to just Haiti. So that was after his death.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, October 18, 1933, Haiti President Stenio Vincent, and President Rafael Trujillo of the Dominican Republic met in Wanamet, Haiti for diplomatic talks. Now, on the 19th of October, 1888, Haitian President Lysias Salomon died in exile in France, in Paris, France.
Haitian president always die in France.
Well, we have Toussaint Louverture. We have Toussaint Louverture was one of the Haitian leaders who died in Fort de Joux. He was taken into custody and brought to France, where he died of cold. Hunger, because in Haiti, in France, that fort. I remember I saw something like that on History Channel, about how the fort they had a ladder, you just like a womb with no wind, just a little window on close to the top, but there is a ladder that brings people down.
It's like a doom.
Yeah, that to the womb, and then once the person gets down, they raise the ladder, they remove the ladder.
There were no prison rights.
No
organizations in those days.
Can you imagine this guy? This guy was living in Haiti, like a hot.
He's a general. He was a general.
Hot climate country.
And then to be in that.
And they arrest him in the winter time.
And brought them
bring them to Europe in France and put without
no
court. How could
you survive that?
Yeah. They
don't even feed him. They don't give him and just leave him.
He doesn't have a boot in his feet.
You can imagine. Oh sometimes
I can look at him. Azuke is just baffled.
But yeah. When I was a kid, I was reading this history, but I've never been in the like a cold country like here. But I imagine now this guy doesn't have it. Winter boots. He doesn't have a winter coat. They put him in jail. Oh my God.
Folks, you guys see the look on Azuke's face.
No, now he experienced the cold winter.
He knows it's cold. Yeah,
those people are insane.
Yeah, you know, taking somebody and putting
them
in jail.
Well, they didn't care, you know. Just one more down the, you know.
So he died in France. So now you understand why France didn't want Duvalier to die in France.
Yeah,
you know, after 25 years,
the
baby duck returned to Haiti. Yeah. So that's another thing that they don't want another Haitian leader died in France, because history has Lysias Salomon, and then we have. But they didn't say that he died because of France who did anything, you know, to keep him there. He may have taken exile and he lived there until his death. But still, now on the 19th of 1986. 41 people are elected to a constituent assembly to draft a new constitution. The CNG appoints 20 more constituents for a total of 61. So that's why they amended the Haitian constitution, and that's when they did
that. And that's
that.
Not too long ago.
Yeah. No, in 86. October 20th, 1974, Haiti President Elie Lesko died in La Boule, Haiti. In 1974, that was my 14th birthday.
Oh,
that was a
14-year-old. Young, sweet young lady.
Yes, 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 I remember.
I used to hang out with one of his grandsons.
Elie Lesko.
T. Elie.
Oh, really?
He's a really great painter.
I met him in New York City.
Yeah.
The grandson of that president.
Really. Now, I have to find his stuff then, Azuke.
Yeah.
Write really his name. Good. We'll Google it. Yes, let's find it.
Yeah, Elie Lesko. Lescott, they have another one, a player in the English team named Lescott. You remember that man?
Yeah.
What
I don't think there is nothing to do with it.
Is that the same family?
No.
Or is it in English? What team do you remember? In English
he
soccer?
He played for Manchester City.
Manchester City. Yeah. Okay. Now, October 21st, 1794, Toussaint captured the city of Saint-Michel and Saint-Raphael for the French. Saint-Michel and Saint-Raphael, cities of Haiti, that mean name after saint. You see, this is where we are. Now,
Toussaint captured the city for the French people.
For the French. And then we claimed the city, and then he ended up in France.
You know?
He captured
Can
two
you
cities.
Imagine?
You know, this is a guy who remained in history as one of Haiti's liberators. Now, he captured two cities in Haiti during his fight for liberation, and he claimed that it's for France.
And he claims it for France.
Yeah. And then at the end, where did he ended up? Where do you think he ended up?
My brother always
in jail?
That's for the show.
Well,
not?
You know, while they had the dagger in his back, he had to claim it
for France.
He used to work for
some people still can get Toussaint together because if you ask, why does he have to do something like that? You know,
there's always a political reason. There's always something behind it, yeah.
So October 22nd, 1879, Lycius Salomon, the one who died in exile, ended his term as provisional president of Haiti. So he was a temporary president when he was elected or brought to power before his death in 1888. Now, October 22nd, 1957, Dr. François Papadoc Duvalier is elected president of Haiti. That was on this week.
That was a real bad time.
Yeah, for 30 years.
He was a real.
Oh my goodness. Oh
my goodness, yeah.
Now,
he was a monster.
To commemorate our emperor, the emperor did have clothes.
Yes. You're going to play something nice.
Yes,
right?
Something that's to capture this moment in history. And I love this piece because it's from Léon Dimanche. And an artist, musician, when I was growing up in the 60s, who was the heartthrob of the teenage population of Haiti. And he was mostly of a religious upbringing, but this piece was really a really beautiful piece without offending any of the...
And what's his last name again?
Dimanche, which means Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay.
So let's listen to this from Léon Dimanche. And that song is Agoé.
We'll figure this one out. There it goes. We got it.
That's it. It's on.
Agoé, agoé,
That was Agoye by Leon Dimanche. That was Agoye by Leon Dimanche.
You have it on.
And what do you think?
Oh, I like that shoulder movement that you were showing me. I was getting instructions back here, folks. And
so that was a Yan Valo dance.
It's move your shoulder.
Yeah, it's a movement
very
where
slowly.
You know when you bend down, you know, halfway to the floor, and you're just rolling your shoulder up and down, up and down.
It's a physical exercise.
It's good for the back. You know?
Yeah, but what happened is, in the difference I like about this song is that he infuses the is that compa? It's a different way
it's
of
more folkloric.
Because his music was a little mellow, the song about nostalgia and things like that. But this one, for a man, five brothers, including himself, make it six, they decided they were Christian home, growing up in a Christian home, where this style of music considered as something that's more into the voodoo religion.
Mm-hmm.
And to have him come out with something like
good
that.
Good for them.
Yeah, and then, you know, you can still feel it without having, you know, going to the voodoo temple to get this movement.
Mm-hmm.
So you know more about the Yan Valo dance
than
I am, Azuke. So tell us about it. Tell us.
Yan Valo is a really nice dance, you know, very sexy. Very it's a really good exercise, you know.
Did you like to dance to it?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a really bad dancer.
Oh, yeah. Why is it a lot of musicians tell me that?
Yeah.
It's a lot of times. And drummers, too. They have the greatest beat, and yet they tell me that.
Yes, but when you play for a dancer, you know what dance is about. You know what the move is.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
The coordination, you know. You have to be really on the good move, you know, to the dance is really... It's a beautiful dance.
Yeah, I love
I hope
song.
One day we can have a class, dance class around here.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Because I used to work with a really good dancer when I was in New York City. Teach a class, dance class at
the
Geneva Dance Center. Like the drumming, like the dance. It's like a therapy thing, you know. It's
It's a beautiful place. I would love to do that. We've been talking about it, if we can find a way. If anybody listening to us now knows how to get us started, the dance class. As a matter of fact, someone mentioned that to Sarah before, that if she knows about anyone who offers a Haitian dance class in this area. If anybody is interested, please check with us at the radio station, 828-290-510, or go online, send us an email at info@wgxc.org. Then we can connect with you, and then we can have more if we have more people to open a class, we will do that. Because it's such a beautiful beautiful movement. It's not just you. What I like about the Haitian music and Haitian dance classes, they offer you, it's not just to have exercise, but you practically into something. You feel the energy.
That's the idea.
No, you know? Learn the culture.
It's beautiful. That's why I selected this particular music for in celebration of the emperor. We also tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, I can see that.
I have my shoes that I haven't worn in so long that I'm going to wear to this event tonight to see DBR, Daniel Bernard Rumain, and urban choreographer Millicent Johnny, and hip-hop photographer Jonathan Mannion. And DBR, what she's known by, DBR's rhythmic score for violin and turntable combines with high-impact imagery and explosive dancing for an unforgettable and inspiring evening of performance art, followed by a dance party. And this is all happening tonight at 7 p.m. at the Egg in Albany. And I'm really looking forward to it because what I saw of his music online and the interview last week that we had with him was just inspiring. So I haven't been to one of these in quite a long time. So I'm very, I'm looking forward to it.
I hope you not leave me below.
We're going to
a dance party to see what is.
Yes.
What he's doing.
So
I like his sound. He's a really good violinist.
And you said there is a dance.
And it says followed by a dance party.
Oh, I don't know if we the crowd or the invitees will be part of that dance party.
It says here, come to this, and it's followed by a dance. But that means they want us to be there. And he sounds like he wants us to be there. He's a nice man.
But I'm playing with a really good violinist, too, in Hudson.
Oh.
Jonathan Talbot. He's a really great musician, you know.
So this is going to be a really nice event, and I'm glad that we're able to go. And I see you're getting something ready.
Yes.
Aren't you?
And this is another departure from the variety of Haitian music that we are exposed to. And I would love to share this piece because, you see, we were listening to a different beat.
More folkloric.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now this one is...
what is this called?
This call is called Dudun.
Dudun?
Dudun. That's a typical. You know more about this song.
So what does that mean, Dudun?
Le Lou Noir. Dudun is a nickname. Like,
it's a nickname.
Like, Dudun.
Oh, Dudun, Cherry. Yeah.
My little sweetheart. Yeah,
when you're in love, but when
you're not in love, what
when
do you
you're not in love, things get hot.
Oh yeah, that's right. So they have another word for that, right?
Yeah. Let me tell you. There is a song where the Haitian said, and that song said, "Well, when a woman loves you, he put it on the table, he serve you well, and he give you everything. But when he doesn't love, when she doesn't love you anymore, she put it on the floor. He said, well, if you want it, you can get it."
That's right.
If you want it, go get it. That's when he's not in love anymore.
That's right.
So let's just invite.
And who does this?
One is Le Lou Noir. This is a Lou is a wolf, the black wolves.
The black rose.
Yeah, wolves. Wolves. W-O-L-V-E-S.
Oh, wolves. Well, the black wolves. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, that's good. The Le Lou.
Le Lou Noir.
Le Lou Noir.
Yeah.
Okay. Loup is wolves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's go.
Let's hear it.
Alors, moi couché seul, m'pagué sommeil, doudoun mami se ou mwen devan. Mwen sonje le ou te la, tout ti kares, ti moman pase ansan.
The saxophone lovers out there, do you feel this? Oh, that's lovely for Dudun. That was Dudun.
Dudun.
So we all love Dudun. A Dudun.
And now I have this new word in my vocabulary. Well,
yes. Because what happened is it was a lot of Haitians just sing about the love. It's just like the blues. That's the sort of blues that they have then. In the 60s, I remember when I was growing up, that was the tune that a lot of older people would listen to. It was not the teenage. It seems like music today is so different.
Oh, it always is. You know? Different energy. You know, the youth, they put out their own music because they have a different energy depending.
And in those days. But this is a, as okay, this music is probably a draw from the old jazz, and because you hear the saxophone.
It was like a chansonnette, like a French chansonnette, like.
But the beat, the saxophone, is that something mixed with the jazz? Don't you sense that?
The sax?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love not this. Really. Not really? So you have something about Martin Luther King today.
Yeah, I wanted everyone to remember that This was the formal dedication of the King Memorial, which opened in August, and then it had to be postponed because of Hurricane Irene, I think. Today, it was beautiful. There was so many crowds, and, you know, he represents not just, you know, the black movement, but civil rights in general. I wish I was there, quite frankly. They had many more show up, I believe, than what they had expected. It was great hearing that, you know, I have a dream speech again, and it's so relevant, I think, to a lot of what's going on in Occupy Wall Street also. You know, he said something in an interview. I was looking at an old interview about there are not just laws, but there are moral laws.
Yeah.
And he explained it so well. So I'm going to go over it again, you know.
Later on your
yeah,
show.
I found it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And these old interviews that I really, years ago, didn't pay as much attention as I should have, but to me it means even more to me today.
What about, you remember that book we were looking at yesterday at your place? The international...
Oh, which book
to talk
that?
About the dream. Yeah, he's...
Encyclopedia yeah. of the international...
life of...
Yes,
of
black
life
Negro
something.
Life. Yes, yeah. That's a beautiful... I'm sorry I only have five volumes of it, but it's a wonderful publication.
Yeah.
And from the black man's point of view, which is really important. But this was a wonderful, wonderful day, and I wish we had upstate New York. I wish upstate New York had more.
They have reported
that
there was
Albany.
Yeah, there was
I
one
know.
And
I wish even the smaller communities had more on it.
Yeah, but
nice.
I mean, the report or the event itself or on Martin Luther King, what they're doing to celebrate. You mm-hmm. mean?
Well, we're just talking about Wall Street.
But today's memorial is very important because I didn't think about it, but I mean, that's the first statue here of a black man who was never a president.
Yeah, among the presidents.
And everybody knows him. Everybody, I even people who don't get the greatest education, I must know who Martin Luther King is.
The world.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man who left his mark. Well, that's the difference. In the early days, people become famous for doing something meaningful for society.
Yeah.
You didn't become famous because you go on stage and then you show a part of yourself or something.
Yeah.
But you make a difference.
Yes, but the thing is, they knew they were taking their lives in their hands. Yeah. And
that's
so you know how passionate, you know, you just had enough.
Yeah.
The same
and
thing
I
happened
don't blame
to John Lennon.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. In all the, mm-hmm. Well, they make the difference. They left something. They left a legacy for us today to look at and then to see if those people have lived.
A lot of people have forgotten of what they fought
but
for in the
so
60s.
We're so busy looking for the things. We have bill to pay. We have...
We're so into
the
our own little
coming.
Box, yeah, that we forget that. And in the meantime, while we're focusing on all of that, the rich are taking more away. And well, wait a second, didn't I have that couch in my bedroom? Oops, the rich took it. I was focusing on this.
What happened in Wall Street is it really a good thing?
Well, it's spreading all over the world because that's the truth. We're globally now involved with nations economically, but we're also now because we're globally associated economically, the rich are taking advantage all over the world. So that's why we're so connected with the rest of the world.
Today, while you're saying that, I remember that today is World Food Day, and officials from USDA, the State Department, and USAID will join more than 8,000 international leaders convening in Des Moines, Iowa, in the preceding days to celebrate leaders in fighting hunger and to discuss solutions for improving agricultural development and production, according to Bread for the World's website. And, you know, Bread for the World is an organization that's asking people from local groups and religious leaders and religious churches to write letters to their congressmen. Their goal is to change the policies, the foreign policy assistance of the United States of America, so they can have a more equitable more organized way of reaching flexibility. It's called better coordination, more flexibility, greater accountability, and better partnerships with local organizations. So they believe that we'll effectively reach the intended people in need, and the taxpayers will see better results for their money. So this is another the new way of fighting the war on poverty. And, you know, I find out
how much
that,
money they spend.
Oh, in 65 to 70, they spent $10 billion fighting the war. But it was mostly focused on the rural areas. Now, Obama formed Feed the Future, another new initiative concentrating on helping the farmers, developing world, by investing in the agricultural productivity of poor farmers again. Now, what happened? 50 years. We're still fighting poverty all over the world.
And it's getting worse.
Of course.
When you see people like...
But one thing that I remember that they said at the end of this article, they said, we see in our modern time the wars have always been an issue, as it provided an explanation for the reason poverty persists. In countries around the world, as in the U.S., military spending has always maintained priority over programs for the poor.
Oh, yeah.
So the poor will always be with us.
That's
now, he's a guy, before I left Haiti in 78, who came out with a banjo and made a name for himself.
Okay.
And his name called Altieri Dorival.
What's his name?
Altieri Dorival. It's like a folk song. Yeah.
If I do something wrong, call me on the side. Call me
in private.
Call me in private, and then we'll solve it. This one is not asking for forgiveness. If I do something wrong, just call me on the side, and we will take care of it.
Bakute moun pou ba madame moku, bakute moun pou ba madame mou kalot, wazina y son bet ki lan diyes, yo toujou apote tri potay, ou kolèr kapapote ou, ou kapabay yon kout diye, ou kapabay yon mauve kout baton, responsabilite a se pou ou demè. Faiblesse.
Listening to Alcheri Dorival, Cheri Simforon Bagay.
Yeah.
Honey, if I do something wrong to you, call
please.
Me in private.
Yeah, in other words, don't embarrass me.
In public.
Because in the history of this song, because one of his neighbors tell him his wife doing something bad, he gets upset. Yeah, he slap her wife in his face, but she fell on the floor. Mm-hmm. But he have to bring her to the hospital. When he get to the hospital, the doctor, he said to the doctor, please can you take care of my wife because I don't have money. The doctor said, there's nothing free here, you know. You have to get out, get the medication, you know, get the money to pay, you know.
So his advice was to the other guys, don't listen and people who tell you your wife is doing something wrong and whack her. Because when you go to the hospital,
don't listen to the gossip.
Yeah. So the hospital, nothing would be free there.
That's right.
So the expense would be on you.
Yeah.
So take
so
care
you
of it.
Create so more problems for yourself.
That's
so
right. So that's what that's
take care of it on the side.
That's right. Call you on the side and talk in private. So you know you won't be upset and then create chaos for yourself. But you know we are approaching the end of our show today, and as always, it's always a pleasure to share with you guys and also our listeners and to be at the studio here at WGXC 90.7 FM and also online at WGXC.org. We have a number here.
One of the important things too, it's we ask for help. We need help.
Of course we do. You know, we do. And they can ask, they can call us at 518-828-0290 or 697-7400. We do need your assistance. We do need your help to stay on the air. And if you like our show, if you like this little piece of Haiti in the corner of the Hudson Valley region, please give your support.
Even you don't like it, need your support.
Now you are strong. I was
listening to a fun drive with another radio station, and they said, and even if you don't like it, please call.
We need help.
We need help.
People.
No, the it's thing is, what they don't realize is that this is the one thing that any member of the community can take part in without any experience.
Yes.
And
especially
you can learn
like me.
Well, we are
like
an example.
Here we are. We had no experience, and we still, you know, but
we are learning.
We've learned we've met so many wonderful people, and it's really fun to do. And at one point, you know, you out there may say, gee, you know, I could do that too.
Yes.
So why not support support it, because this is really for you.
And come to the radio.
In the long,
too, you know,
in the long haul.
If you have a free time, come
always.
Pass by the radio, mm-hmm. you know, talk to people.
Yeah, you can't do that with any other radio station. You
and
can do
we
that
are here.
It's yours.
Week. Every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. If you want to stop by, share with us. If you have an experience with Haiti, or if you've been to Haiti, or if mm-hmm. you have any work that you have done
to stop in
Haiti,
and say hello
even
on the
if
show.
If you don't speak mm-hmm. Creole well,
if you want to do something
creole,
for Haiti,
Vini,
too.
N'a parle avo. Si vous parlez créole, n'a parle créole avo. Vous voulez parler anglais, n'a dit sac passé. Vous pouvez répondre à boule, non? Parce que nous nous freeze.
And you could speak a little French. Look. Je m'appelle Jean Guides.
That's it.
See? I said some French.
Et vous dites, moi relé.
In Creole, moi relé.
Wait, what's that?
Moi relé. That's what you just said in French.
It is.
Moi relé.
Moi relé.
Jean
Guides.
That's it.
Or voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no. Oh, that was a song.
I know, but,
you
know,
but don't tell him.
We're not allowed to talk about this thing.
Oh, what did that mean? I don't know.
Do
it was a pretty song. We
do
sang
you want
it.
To sleep with
yeah,
me?
No.
Oh. In the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, we what can first? On the couch.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Oh, Joanie, wow.
Oh, we have fun tonight.
Yes. There is another song. Let me see if we have that Tigouagman.
Which one?
Tigouagman.
Yeah, people drink a lot of alcohol in Haiti.
Too much.
We come from like a traditional alcohol tradition, you know.
Yeah, it'd be good to wean away from some of that. Like last night, I was in a coffee shop. No alcohol, no beer, no anything. We had a great band, right in Carroll, by the way. And HW Coffee, it was a wonderful place to be.
Yes, it was.
It really is nice. And I introduced, he's very nice guy. Yeah, and here... You had a good time, no drinking. You can have a great time without alcohol. You really don't need it. I know I don't need it.
Yeah,
I
well,
can
it was
get up.
Nice, but it's not like Spidey Dog.
Oh.
Well, this is something that...
You're biased, as you can.
Of course, but what happened is, you know, it's an education, because in Haiti, if you can sit on the table and drink a whole bottle, that means you can control your alcohol. It's a badge of honor.
Oh, well,
you see,
there, yeah,
so
we have
then
to
we
somehow.
Have a new educational
yeah, but
program.
They have somehow.
I'm,
they
I'm
have
never
to.
Educated like that because
no.
I'm never have any control in alcohol.
Oh no, neither do I.
It's not for me.
Crazy. No, it's just that it's too much. You know, a little wine is nice. You know,
yeah.
or a glass of beer here and there.
Red wine is good for.
But I think and it's not. It really doesn't do anything good for you. You know, health wise. Whoops! Here we go. You got something? You have something for us?
Yes.
It's a jazz dejeune.
This is what?
Jazz dejeune.
Jazz.
The
jazz,
the
young
people
jazz.
Okay.
That was
in the 60s then.
Yeah, this song is influenced by the Big Ben here.
Ben Miller. Uh-huh. Big Ben.
Le moins de tous enfants, moi pas connaît d'année. Antibal, nous même fait connaissance, nous enchantés, nous tous les deux contents, nous venons près de vos petits amis. Amis, c'est ça, monsieur, dame, ça traînera pour trouver. Avec Denise, moi, je joins sincérité. M'a demandé, bon Dieu, pour le bon courage, n'a toujours été vite comme ça. C'est moi seul qui compte ça au vent. Si vous mourrez, moi, comme vous êtes, oubliez, c'est où que la vie. Une main de nez, soit pète, je la gagne. À ce jeu, il m'a jamais plus. Et même si t'as gagné la paix, j'avais tout pour me t'a jugé. Une main de nez, soit pète, je la gagne. À ce jeu, il m'a jamais plus. Même si t'as gagné la fin du monde, avec tout comme t'as jugé.
we are approaching the end of our show. And again, I give you thanks for sharing your opinion with us. And again, I'm Colleen. And see you again on Sunday.
And
we are
wishing a good time. And know, eat your hearts out. We're going to be at the edge now.
Yes.
And stay on live because we're going to have the Bangladesh coming after
right.
us.
Right. Yes.
Son est Doudoun, Gérard Dupéville, comme le jazz des jeunes. Je vous dis tout un bonsoir.
See you next week.
See you next week.